This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's episode is a mashup of clips where Gary talks about the situation with GameStop and Wall Street Bets Reddit forum, where he talks about the big picture that people are really missing. Enjoy.
So what's your take on what's going on in the staying power of what is going on?
It's capitalism, it's business. You know, people love free markets and limited regulation until it affects them. And so I think the internet is gonna pick on you. It's just the way it is. First it was bookstores in the late 90s. People that had medallions locked up in New York City thought they were fine. They got addressed. You know, the internet is the infrastructure of society, and humans that are on top of it and platforms that get people together to communicate, this is just the reality of the situation. And so the staying power, this is just the beginning. I mean, everyone's talking about regulating Robinhood or regulating this. Unless we're looking at going the track of China or Russia and actually regulating our entire internet, you can't stop humans communicating to each other.
So this is really just an extension of how technology has empowered people in other ways. They may have empowered people to transport in different ways, to communicate in different ways, and here to trade in different ways. Is that your take?
100%. Like, you know, everyone's baffled all the time. They're baffled that a president can go direct to consumer and not do briefings. They're baffled that, you know, that taxis have been disrupted. Like, everyone's always baffled. When is everybody who's watching this show gonna understand that this thing called the internet came along and changed society? This is printing press 100X. We are in the early stages and people are struggling with calibrating the massive impact of this.
I believe that we struggle when new things happen in our society to fully wrap our heads around them. The internet is the biggest impact on humans. You have to assume, I'm talking like on a real level here. Like, the internet, we are all super lucky. Like, if you think about how long humans have actually been around, like, the airplane seems pretty intense. Like, there's a ton of shit that has happened, right? Electricity, the printing press, but like, it's on that level. There's
bigger.
A lot of people who, right?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who don't live, you know, I'm looking at this room, everybody kind of in an age group where like we are living through the beginning of the platform that arguably is one of the 1 to 5 biggest inventions and impacts on humans ever. And so that's intense. It just is. Like, yeah. In some ways, certain generations had world wars and other things. Ours is this incredible acceleration of technology. And look, this may seem mundane for somebody who's watching this in 1,000 years because the robots took over. And like, there's just a million things that could happen, but we are in a very special time. And right now we have gone into chapter two. Chapter one in 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9 about all the maturity of the internet was nirvana, right? It was all good. Look at all these people doing well. Super cool, super nice. The cliche thing that always happens is what's happening right now. Now we're demonizing it. America and humans love to build shit up and then tear it down. We loved building Zucks up. Now we're loving, demonizing him, and then we're gonna love for him to come back. Like, this is what we do.
We are living in unprecedented times. Every person in this conference, including myself, is grossly underestimating the internet. This is the singular invention of the human race. It is the most important thing that has happened to humans since the printing press. It has completely changed the global political landscape. It has completely changed the leverage of human beings' ability. There is literally nothing stopping every person in this room from getting whatever they want, because there is no man in the middle. The platforms have all the leverage, and the consumer in the end is the actual punchline. So it's very hard for us to actually grapple with what we're going through right now, because it's so much bigger than anything we can point to. So we have no reference, but it's happening, and it's an incredible era, and I'm excited about it. And I think if we take the offense on of it, you know, it's funny. We default into demonizing technology. We think writing a note is some miraculous feat, but sending a text is kids don't talk to each other. We are missing the point of the evolution of communication and the power of it. And I've never been more optimistic. And I think in a micro, everybody's businesses and ambitions to raise money for nonprofits or get a mayor elected in this town or whatever the hell you care about, it's all gonna happen here. This is it. You gotta wrap your head around it. And becoming a communicator on this device is not about a luxury, it's a necessity over the next decade. And I highly encourage all of you to get a hell of a lot more serious about it.
All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Today's highlighted review is Absolutely Love Gary's Podcast by Fayana. Love everything about the podcast, the quality of information, energy, length, format, diversity. I'm listening to Gary on my way to work in the morning and it charges me up. So much insight and value. Give this podcast a try. Thanks, Gary. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.